there's no way I'm ever going to be like, sure, pay me in crypto. Because to me, it's like, well, yeah, just pay me in smiles and hope. Like, I don't know what any of that means. Can I pay my mortgage with any of those things? Let's talk crypto. No, yeah, we are going to talk about it. What is today, Wednesday? Sweet, here we go. Welcome to the latest and probably greatest edition of What Did I Miss? The podcast that we've done so far, because today I get to be joined by my friend, my dear friend, Amin El Hassan, who I have missed dearly, sir. And I'm actually being genuine right now. I feel like anytime we talk, it's all sarcasm, but I do miss you. And I just want to start by saying that.
I want to start by saying about time.
I know.
I'm seeing clips. I'm like, okay, maybe my invite is,
I know. Well, I just wanted you, I wanted to humble you a bit. I wanted you to feel insecure, like I hated you. And then bam. Yeah, no, I was like, it's kind of funny because when you're trying to figure out who to have on a podcast, I just think like, well, everyone I know is cool. Let's talk to all of them. But I don't, like, this is all weird to me and new. So we're going to figure it out. Maybe.
No, I mean, it definitely lets me know where I stand in the hierarchy. Somehow Zach Harper is on a full couple of weeks before I am.
Well, he had, I don't know why. That's a great point. I am sorry for that. Accept my apologies. But now you're here and it's perfect timing because we're going to talk a little bit NBA, the sport that never stops ever, even on the off season. It's the most interesting sport. And we got Klay Thompson back. And I say we, because I oddly enough also reacted positively towards it. I was trying to find out if we had anyone that was negative. I still haven't really seen anyone have anything negative to say about Klay. But what I want to talk about specifically is he comes back and immediately announces he's going to get paid in crypto. Maybe not all, but he gets what, 37 mil this year or something like some crazy number like that. I don't know how much.
Somewhere.
And what I have found now, and this might be just laughable to anybody listening who's a genius when it comes to all things new and great, I have tried. I am not a stupid person. My IQ is decent. I'm fairly intelligent. I cannot wrap my head around what does that mean to be paid in crypto? What do you have? What shows up? What goes to a bank account? What do you give your agent? What does this mean?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I get a little bit until someone asks me if I'm in it. And then I'm like, no. I'm like this weird kind of, it's like when your father is taking your mother on a trip somewhere and he's never been there either, but she's asking all these questions and he's like, I don't know. So first of all, I don't think he can get his salary in crypto. That's the one thing I do know, because Spencer Dinwiddie tried this a couple of years ago.
Right.
And the league basically said it's like cap circumvention. So basically he has to get paid in dollars, and if he wants to come then convert it to crypto on the back end, that's his prerogative. Now, and is so there like a service fee involved doing it that way? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But the basic concept is it's just like another currency. It's like saying I want my salary in pound sterling, right?
Right, except for I can see pound sterling. I can get it.
Well, I mean, some would argue that you can't see your money right now, right?
But I can touch it.
Can you?
If I wanted to, I can I can go and get it. I can make a stacks of dollar bills and jump in them and be like, yay.
Yeah,
I don't
Scrooge
know what
McDuck,
you're doing
you
with
can,
this.
You can do that. But the reality is, it's a big house she has, ladies and gentlemen. I've been there. But the reality is, yeah, I guess on one hand, I mean, I barely use cash. I use cash when I'm like... Yeah. Tipping, or if I'm in Vegas or something like that. But for the most part, my day-to-day life, everything, I'm swiping a card or Apple Paying or whatever. So if you're going to do that, then crypto isn't that much different from regular money. The difference is it's like having all your money in euros. But as we know, the exchange rate changes every day.
Sure.
So one day, my 1 euro is like worth a lot of money, and other days it's not. And so with crypto, it's a lot more, it's a lot more fluctuation. The other thing is there are so many different kinds. How do I know which one's the one that's going to be around 3 years from now?
Right. It's not like there's 75 different US dollars. Like,
right.
There's the set of US dollars and we have the different amounts and then that's it. There's not competing companies that make US dollars.
And even if they're, I mean, again, so they're Canadian dollars, right? When I was growing up, the American dollar is stronger than the Canadian dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's flip-flop. But you know, imagine if Canada ceased to exist 3 years from now.
Right.
What would the value of a Canadian dollar be? Nothing, right? Because there's no one backing. So when I look at these crypto companies, I'm like, okay, that's cool, but how do I know you're going to be around?
You don't. And
people kind of have like this trust, like, oh, this shit will be here forever. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. I know the dollar is going to be around.
Yeah, I assume, sure.
I mean, that's true. Good
point. I assume, but I also can still go look at my dollars. Like,
yes.
I worry. This is such a selfish conversation, by the way, that we're having, because I worry more than anything.
I see my money.
Because there's no way I'm ever going to be like, sure, pay me in crypto. Because to me, it's like, well, yeah, just pay me in smiles and hope. Like, I don't know what any of that means. Can I pay my mortgage with any of those things? Mm. I worry that this is that official turn for me that I have just decided that my brain no longer is willing and able to learn anything else. And that I have just become content with like, well, I don't get it. NFTs and crypto, don't get it.
I think there are things that we all keep learning throughout life. And then there are things, what you're describing, when you just look at it like, yeah, that's beyond me. Like NFTs, crypto, Slack. What was the one that Q said before he came on?
Distort or Discord.
Discord. when people talk about it, I'm like, yeah, okay, not for me. And maybe I'm going to be broke in the future or left behind in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it, much like my parents are okay with just Facebook, right? My Ooh, parents don't know about, aren't really on Twitter or Instagram or God forbid, TikTok or anything like that.
My God, I wish they were.
But you know, the idea is that like Facebook to them is like, that's the outer limit of their grasp of social media. And that's fine for them. They don't feel like they're missing anything, right?
You're right. They know the other things exist. They've heard of them.
Yes.
But they're good without ever having to step foot into that world.
That's where we are.
By the way, if I have to follow Zach Harper's dad on Instagram, then your parents need to get on TikTok.
No, that's all right. That'll be fine. I have a problem that Zach's parents, Zach's mom listens to our podcast, Cinephobe.
Of course she does.
It's filthy, Michelle.
That's her little boy.
I know, but I'm thankfully, I never think about it when we're recording.
Right. Well, no.
If I did, I would feel really, I ask all types of awful questions, you know?
Well, yeah, but look at it this way. My mom used to watch every single episode of anything I've ever done.
Now, really?
Between the language barrier, the fact that she's becoming harder and harder of hearing, and just the fundamental zero knowledge, really, of sports in general, she had no idea what I was, or even when I did entertainment, she had no idea what I was talking about if she caught any of the words anyways, but she still, she watched all of it.
Sports or entertainment is quite the Venn diagram.
She's like, I watched your show today. I'm like, and? She goes, I have no idea what anyone was talking about. I was like, well, that's about right. That's I'm glad you watched, Bob. Thanks so much.
Who is this Chris Pratt you speak of?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that, forget it. Like, she doesn't even know the big ones. We're talking like, I mean, Clooney, yes, but that might be it. Speaking of, wow, did we just segue into like kind of a celebrity? Because Ben Simmons, I'd forgotten a little bit about since the season officially has started and it's no longer first topic of conversation. B, allegedly got engaged over the Christmas break. Did you not see this?
No, hold on. Ben Simmons engaged. I'm Googling right now.
I don't know if I ever say her name right. She's a British television host, Maya Jama. She used, and the reason I know who she is because she used to date Stormzy, the rapper, for 4 years.
I know
years,
Stormzy is, yeah.
And I'm obsessed with Stormzy.
By the way, UK musical acts is also their NFT land for me. Like, I'm like, I don't know too much. Stormzy's one I've heard, though.
Yeah, Stormzy's big time. I mean, when you go over there, he's everywhere. I mean, he was sitting front and center at Adele's big show. And yeah, so I guess they got engaged. The ring, as you can imagine, is not small.
Yeah.
But that's not why we're going to talk about him, although I would love to talk about it forever because they're like 12 years old, both of them, and I don't think anyone should get married that young. However, is he going to play this year? Because now we have all the talks. They're starting up again. Trade deadline's about a month away. Talking about Tobias Harris going to be packed. First of all, we went from who's going to take Ben Simmons to now we're going to do a package deal?
Mm-hmm.
How?
So this is interesting, right? Because the allegations were that Daryl Morey has a list of 30 guys that he would deem like, these are my targets across the league. 30 people that are the caliber of player they'd be interested in getting in return for Ben Simmons.
Love it.
Now, the problem with when you say he's got 30 guys, are these the 30 best players, or is he doing a little realism here? Like, well, Steph Curry isn't on the list because clearly they're not trading him to me, right? So are these the 30 gettables, right? So that kind of changes the math a little bit. At some point, because of some of it is self-sabotage by the team, some of it is Simmons sabotaging himself as well, and a lot of it is just the way leverage works, I'm assuming they're not getting the offers that they thought they were going to get. So right. How do you kind of mix it up? So the next step usually is, okay, you can have him and I'll take your paltry offering from a talent perspective, but now you got to clean my books. And Tobias is a good player, but his contract is onerous, to say the least. So take this toxic money off my books, and now we can have a conversation. The problem is, when you combine Tobias and Ben Simmons, you're talking about damn near, wait for it, $69 million in salary.
Nice. Yeah,
exactly. And then maybe that's why you know, Daryl Morey wants that to be the one. So you got $69 million, and NBA trades, if you don't know, it has these dumb rules where you got to match the salary within like a band of roughly 20% or whatever.
Which, fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
But it's like a puzzle. So it's like, okay, so how can I, as a team interested in getting Ben Simmons, give up not only enough talent that Philly says, okay, that's enough, but also that talent has to add up to enough salary to be within the zone of the $69 million, give or take. And so also remembering that both these teams have 15 roster spots.
Right.
So I can't send you 7 guys for 2 guys because then they're way over the 15 roster spots and they can't waive a bunch of people to make room for the new people. So it gets complex and convoluted. From that standpoint, wow!
Do you think a deal gets? Do you think we see him play this season at all? If you had to bet, all your cryptocurrency,
all my crypto
and NFTs, would you bet yes?
And all my Slack too, right?
All your Slacks.
I am probably at what did I say? It's $69 million. I'm at 69% that I don't think he gets traded.
Okay,
and 31%. Chance, because we got a news report this week from Shams Charania of The Athletic that Atlanta might be interested. We know Atlanta's GM came out and went on local radio during his like regularly scheduled hit and said, yeah, I think I made a mistake by bringing everybody back. And we may need to make some change. Like he just announced this unprovoked. Nobody asked. They were just like, how's your day going? Yeah, I think I made a mistake. So we know they're in the market. We know their defense is awful. So getting better defensively is a big deal for them. We know John Collins from that report is not exactly thrilled with what his role has been. So you start to say, wait a second, Philly doesn't want Tobias Harris anymore. That leaves an opening at the 4. John Collins is 22, 23 years old. Yeah. He's on a reasonable deal. He kind of has a game that fits alongside what Embiid does. Okay. How much more crap do we need to add to John Collins to be, you know, part of this deal so that we get Simmons and Harris back?
That'd be insane. And
so now you've got like this team that's all 6'9 dudes and Trae Young for Atlanta. But, you know, that probably would be a step up over what they are right now.
And Atlanta Airport, great airport, straight flights to London for his maybe soon to be wife. So you got to think about things like that.
Do you think she's going to stay over there or should she come over here? What does she do for a she's an actress? What does she
do? No, she's like a television, a presenter.
Oh,
a television presenter.
So
and she's
not
stunning and like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the plan is to,
yeah, no,
I wouldn't give that up.
Because, you know, yeah, well, I mean, then you have to like, it's not like a movie star because, or a TV star where you film and then like you have months off. This is probably a daily thing, right? She's doing so, I don't know. Did they just not see each other?
I'm worried about him. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm worried about this relationship before it's even started. And I don't
but
know
I just learned about it. I'm already worried.
I hope they get counseling before they get married just to fix it all out. Trade deadline, by the way, anything else? Anybody else moving that we can go, wow, I did not see that coming? Or, yeah, this one's obvious and it's been in the making.
Jeremy Grant.
Okay.
So Detroit, obviously, they're not good. Newsflash.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. But on the other hand, they've got young guys who are like, oh, I can see something starting to come together. Cade Cunningham, Sadiq Bey. So you say to yourself, this guy's older. He's kind of a vet. He can help a team that can win right now. I'm Detroit. I'm not going anywhere. Can I turn him into assets? Can I turn him into more young guys, more picks, so that it's kind of all in the same kind of pace of how we're building? And Jeremy Grant, obviously, he's a great defensive player. He's shown in Detroit that he's more than just kind of like an offensive afterthought. He can do things too. So there should be interest from teams around the league for someone like that. Let's see who else. There is the Indiana Fire sale that we're all waiting to start.
Right,
but
right.
It just hasn't, because they keep playing well enough for them to say, wait a second, but not well enough to actually like move up in the standings, which is a really weird place
which
to be.
Which is just
them.
A gross gray zone. Like, it's not,
yes,
you're just
the grossest,
stuck.
The grossest, yeah, of gray zones. Because usually the gray zone is, we're good enough to make the playoffs, but we're not good enough to like win around in the
right.
playoffs.
They're like,
not
okay.
even, their gray zone is lower than that. It's,
what about,
it's really,
okay, Celtics? Do you blow up the Celtics?
I would, but I that takes a lot of balls, right?
I mean,
because
it just, yeah.
You look at those two guys, you say, how could it not work? But it doesn't. And so
it does not work.
I mean, I would do something, but I don't know if they're ready to do that quite yet. I think the next step, I hate to say this, but your guy Ime Udoka, that's the next step. In the evolution of, I'm not saying right now, I'm just saying in the evolution of, what are we going to do to make this thing work? The next step is new coach. It's not break up the two 20-something-year-olds who are both all-stars.
But how can that always be the next step? At some point, that's not it.
Well, like, welcome to the NBA.
They just don't look like dudes who love. Look, I obviously am here in San Antonio, and I'm obviously a Spurs fan. And even if I wasn't, if I just watched a couple Spurs games, like, they genuinely, whatever the record may or may not be, they look like they want to be out there. They look like they enjoy playing basketball with each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a different,
yeah,
body language and set of vibes. And I don't understand the Celtics team at all.
I would say they had too much too quickly, too much success too quickly for their young NBA minds to be able to handle now. Where, you know, you heard Jason Tatum say, my first couple of years, we're going to conference finals every year. I thought that's how this is supposed to be.
Right.
Like, it's blowing his mind. Now, what do you mean we're not a playoff team? Even though most of the same characters are still here. And the reality is, it's like, I think him and Jaylen Brown are both mean well, but they complicate things the way they play. And they should have reached a point now where they realize, oh, I can't do this all on my own. Like, I've got to release and let go of the steering wheel a little bit in order for this thing to work. You'd hope that they'll figure it out under Ime, but again, the life cycle of this NBA teams is the coach is the first one to go. In the same way that people said Simmons and Embiid can't work, they didn't break them up. The first thing they did was, okay, you're out of here, Brett Brown.
It's ridiculous.
And now Doc Rivers is like, yeah, it doesn't work. And it's like, okay,
still doesn't work.
Now we're ready. Yeah, now we're ready to make that move.
Yeah, there's like one sacrificial lamb coach, and he has to go.
Yep.
Even though everyone with a brain and a set of eyes knows that that's not the issue. And then, yeah, again, I've always said it. Coaching is the worst.
You never know, because the right coach can come in and like get through to them to play a certain way. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is so great.
Can he though?
I don't know. Like, if you watched the Bulls in like 1989, would you ever believe that Michael Jordan wasn't going to have the ball in his hands every possession, and that he was going to play in an offense that, hey, we're going to start throwing the ball to the center, and then we're going to back cut and do all this other stuff, and like Michael's like, okay, I'll do like it, the idea
right,
that the triangle,
in.
Yeah, like that he bought in to this thing. By the way, that nobody was running in the league. The triangle offense at that point was, like, the last time they ran it was like at Kansas State in like 1955 when Tex Winter was a young man, right? And so, like, here comes Phil Jackson, who, by the way, it's not like he's got a long and illustrious career. He was a role player in the NBA. And then he
right.
was a coach in, like, the CBA. He was coaching the Albany Patroons, right? I don't know what a patroon is. I don't even know if it's, like, maybe I can't say that anymore in 2022.
Right, that's probably not. We're not even allowed to say patroon anymore. Yeah.
It's off the list. I'm canceled already. Thanks, Phil Jackson. But yeah, so he comes on as an assistant on Doug Collins' staff. Doug Collins is established. Doug Collins is the number one overall pick. Doug Collins is like basketball royalty pretty much. And they were winning 50 games a year, going to the conference finals, but not doing enough. They fire Doug Collins. They make this crazy dude that lights incense, and that's the guy that made Michael Jordan unlock Michael Jordan into a win. So when we say it'll never work, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the next guy that walks in the door.
Phil Jackson? That's what we need. We got to find the next Phil Jackson. Some young up and comer.
We got to go to North Dakota or somewhere where they're smoking peyote, right?
There's got to be someone out there that can get through to everyone. Because I don't even know how you make people enjoy basketball. Like, not look like you're out there and miserable would be a good step. That would give me hope that there's a turnaround potential. Mm-hmm. But, like, it just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they give a damn or want to be out there or would rather be anything else.
They just, I think they are anguished. And they're anguished because, Michelle, they're 20 and 21. They're 10th in the East. Yeah. Why wouldn't they be anguished?
I'd be anguished. Yeah. I'm anguished right now. I don't even know why I'm anguished. You want to play some superlatives? Take a quick break and do a... It's almost like yearbook stuff. Since we're already talking about how old we are this whole podcast. Yeah. Let's do some yearbook superlatives when we come back. Welcome back. I just enlightened Amin to where you can get NBA Jam and, more importantly, Buck Hunter, which was Amin and I, that was the game we'd play in New York till about 4 a.m.
Yes.
To bar down by my apartment.
Yes.
OG. It's the OG game, buddy. Never give up. Still great at it, by the way.
Oh, man. What was the name of that bar?
It was like the Tavern, something.
Yeah. A lot of wood. That's what I remember.
Yeah, a lot of wood.
A lot of wood down off Bedford on the inside. Yep.
West Village. What the heck? I forgot. I could see it too. There were like fights outside all the time. It's like super weird, but which I loved. Yeah. So we're going to do a little like all-star superlatives, but maybe not necessarily basketball related every time because gross, boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to start with some of them are a little bit, but we'll start with the sort of easier ones. I may or may not agree with you on any of these. Most likely to be on a new team next year. And like a good one. Don't give me some rando nobody has heard of.
Some rando.
Oh, no.
Rob Beadle.
Like who and what? Okay.
Okay. Most likely to be on another team. I'm going to say, you know what? Let's have a little fun. Damian Lillard.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really think that, though?
I think he wants to stay. And I think depending on who comes in to be the full-time new chief of basketball operations, they might come to the conclusion that, look, if we want to do this, like the best chance we have of this is blowing everything up, including trading Dame. And I say this because I know, you got to remember, the Blazers for the longest time were run by Paul Allen, who like this was his toy. He wanted it to be good. Like the idea of them being bad for badness sake was not on the table for him because he's like, that's my toy. Why are you ruining my toy? Now that he's passed and it's been bequeathed to his sister, Jody's kind of like, I don't give a shit. Just don't run it in the ground.
Right.
So I can see someone coming in, getting that job and sitting down with her and said, look, business-wise, this is the best long-term play for us. So I think
it's also it's best case for him. Because if it does put him in a position to go play for a team, a contender, or even just a simple sort of fresh start, it also still allows him to be the guy that said, look, I wanted to stay here.
I wanted to stay, exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to be the bad guy. Being the bad guy in that, he has set himself up in a position now that he can't possibly ask to be traded. You're just like the biggest villain of all time, which is stupid because we all have the right to change our minds, but... Yeah, it would be the best case for him, and maybe we could see him go. It just bums me out because every year I want them to be in the conversation, and it just can't get over that hump. It's just there.
It's tough. Bums me out. Basketball's tough.
Most likely, this is every year, to be snubbed for the All-Star game. It's going to be Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard is really on the fence there because...
Yeah, there's time.
Sometimes the coaches just do this thing where it's like, because you guys know this. I don't know if listeners know this, right? Like the starters are voted on 50% fan vote, 25% media, 25% players. So it's like typically it's the people who are playing well. But then the coaches pick the reserves. And so you say to yourself, okay, well, they're really knowledgeable. They're coaching every day. Surely their picks are going to be even more nuanced than the dumb fans or the stupid media that don't know what they're doing, right? Yes and no. The problem is the coaches, they have other more important things on their agendas, like winning basketball games and not picking for the glorified pickup game that happens once a year. So literally, they just, some of them don't even do it. They just hand it to someone else to do. The ones that do it themselves are like on the last day when they get the third email saying, look, you need to turn it in. They're like, good? Oh, Damian Lillard, he's pretty good, right? Like, just throw names out there and throw them in. It's how you get some of these guys having 17 All-Star appearances. It's like, it wasn't really that great that year. It's like because the coaches are just rubber stamping a lot of people at that point. So Dame might be a rubber stamp, but he wouldn't be a snub if he was left out because obviously he hasn't played a whole lot and he's been hurt. I think, you know what I think? I think
DeJounte Murray. I knew you were going to say that. You're right. It would be a snub.
That's Zach's dark horse pick for an All-Star.
Well, hello. If you go by numbers, they're shockingly stat-wise, they're in it. But I, again, don't care about numbers that much. But I just know that he's fun to watch. And without they're different.
Fred VanVleet.
Oh, that's fair. You think he gets snubbed? Okay.
I think he gets snubbed because he's been playing amazing. And they're winning. They've won six in a row or something. Or no, they lost last night. They won six of their last seven. But they've been on an uptick. They've moved up from outside of the playoff picture to now they're in the 8 seed spot. So I could see Fred VanVleet. I can also see Andrew Wiggins, who a lot of people feel like should be an All-Star. He's played really well. It's the best basketball he's ever played. But I can, because there's so many great players, obviously, in the West.
That was tougher.
I can see them. You got two. The Golden State's going to send Curry as a starter. Draymond absolutely is going to be there. The third one is always like, okay, are you killing everybody? Like Atlanta that 1 year in like 2015 or whatever.
Yeah, like that's a tough position for him to be in. By the way, Fred Van, like I want him to be a detective. I feel like he has the best Fred detective name in the league. Like a PI.
PI, not so disgraced. He was kicked out of the police department because
he was one of the best detectives of all time, but he liked to play a little loose with the rules.
And no, actually, he didn't play the game. Capital T, capital G.
That's right. And now he's got his own thing, and he's the best.
Now he's got his own thing. Is he an alcoholic?
Obviously, but he's trying. Loves the ladies, but he's trying. He's fallen in love with one, and he doesn't know how to get back on track. Fred VanVleet. There you go. Who do we get a wine brand out of next?
Everyone's
because this is my favorite
thing
guys are doing, by the way, obviously.
Is it? Okay, so have you tried? Have you tried their wines?
No, Yao Ming is the only wine that I've had, I think, from, which is a legit wine. Like Dwayne Wade, I have not had. I don't know what CJ's is. Like, is it even a thing yet? Or is it just he has the vineyard?
I think he has the vineyard. I'm not sure. I know Channing Frye chosen one wines.
Okay, that's funny.
That's what they're called. Yeah, and he refuses to send me. Like, I said, look, I'm an influencer. I can bring a lot of positive attention, and he just laughs. He thinks I'm kidding every single time. And so, then he has audacity to ask me, like, do you even drink wine?
Wow, that's insulting.
Like, what is that supposed to mean, you know?
That means, he thinks you're tacky and you don't know anything about good wine. That's what he's saying to you.
I walk around wearing, like, dungaree overalls.
Yeah, and or you just drink, like, schnapps. You're just schnapps drinker is what he thinks. That's what he's saying.
When's the last time you had schnapps? What was the last time?
No, I don't even know if I've had schnapps. If it was in a drink, maybe, but I'm lame. Like, truth be told, I like wine, occasional cocktail, and that's it. And I'm out. Super easy. Are we watching? Okay, Boba Fett.
Yes.
Will any NBA player have a cameo?
No.
On one of your favorite nerd out shows?
No, maybe the Lopez. I would cast one of the Lopez twins, Robin.
Or both.
Both?
Both would be visual.
Bounty hunters, what would they be?
Right? Like if you had two of them, just...
Yeah. Bounty hunt, twin bounty hunters, maybe. I'm trying to think. Here's the thing. I would make them Wookiees. That's the problem. Like,
oh, that's not bad either.
But, you know, like that's what one of the things I love about these Star Wars TV shows is you hear the voices. You're like, I know who that is. And then you look it up. Like, so the droid right now in Book of Boba Fett is Matt Berry, who you know from What We Do in the Shadows and a bunch of other, you know, really funny TV shows. Mandalorian, I believe at the end of season one, Jason Sudeikis was one of the scout troopers.
That's a recognizable voice. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like, so Horatio Sanz is the dude in the first scene of episode one who's the bounty, right? Who says, oh, I got to go. Can I use your vac tube? And, you know, like, so they've got all these guys making cameos that I don't think people realize. I mean, Nick Nolte was the Ugnaught.
That's huge.
So yeah, I would say we'll see the Lopez twins.
Okay.
But I don't think we'll see their faces. I think they'll be
Which is better. That's perfect, though. That's actually better. And I do think their voices, if you watch any, like, I think their voices are recognizable enough.
Well, they sound like Wookiees also.
Yeah, they do. They sound like goofy Wookiees. Most memeable. At least we know what that means.
The most memeable. Oh, this is easy. Lance Stevenson's back in the league.
I'm so happy.
The king is back.
The king is back.
The night he had his career high in assists, that one assist he had to Sabonis, where it wasn't no look. He looked at him, he passed it, and then he looked away, and then he galloped off. It just on an invisible horse.
God, I'm so happy. That's the silver lining in what is otherwise just a crappy 2-year span on the universe. Like, we get Lance Stevenson at least.
He's the exact opposite of what you were talking about earlier about the Celtics. Like, they look miserable playing basketball. Like, Lance, doesn't matter what their record is.
No.
This dude truly appreciates every moment.
Robbing him of not having that chance is just wrong. I'm so happy. When I saw that, I was like, all right, everything's good in the world, at least for a few more minutes.
I changed my all-star snub answer to Lance Stevenson.
It's Lance Stevenson. Hey, look, if you want the fans to be interested.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at some point, we got to reserve one all-star spot on each team.
Yes.
Just a fun dude.
That was the year we wanted Boban. We're like, put Boban because the crowd, that's what we want.
Okay, let me derail our conversation for a second. Because earlier you said Clay was, like, universally beloved. And I have a theory that there are only three universally beloved players in the entire NBA.
Wow.
Only three.
Three's a lot. Okay.
One is Damian Lillard. Because if you think about his track record, right? If it were any other star, we were talking about a guy who goes to playoffs 8 times and 5 of those times gets knocked out in the first round.
Okay.
And then only gets to the conference finals once and gets completely outclassed and embarrassed. They got swept by the Pelicans 1 year in the first round. They're routinely one of the worst defensive teams. He's not a good defensive player. He talks a lot of trash, but somehow everybody loves Damian Lillard. And I'm not questioning it. I love him too, but I'm surprised the ire that we throw at Chris Paul or that we've thrown at Carmelo Anthony and some of these other stars, Damian Lillard has never caught that. He's still kind of the golden child. So
Know you're like when people don't even rip your music, because usually that's the first thing you can rip.
That's
like
the
people love his music.
Can't wait. Yep. So number two is Clay. Everybody loves Clay. And
easy.
I don't think it was just a Clay Day thing, even before he got hurt. Even when everyone hated the Warriors, Clay was kind of exempt from that.
Yep.
No one ever, because he's just a really cool
Like children, I hated the Warriors, but I never hated Clay.
But Clay, no one hates Clay. And then three is Boban.
100%.
I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that makes me happy, as happy as seeing Lance Stevenson gallop around on an invisible horse, is Boban getting every last damn commercial.
Dude.
You know what? Get all of these boring ass athletes out of here. This dude knows how to sell shit.
Like, I'm watching TV, like, this wasn't even maybe 2 weeks ago, and I remember turning around going, I'm sorry, is that the third national commercial
Goldfish,
that Boban's in?
Chime, State Farm.
Yeah, like, that's impressive. And that's when I'm with you on that. When it clicked that those were three completely different broadcasts, like, I'm like, that's big money, first of all. But there are giant superstars in the league that don't have a national commercial.
They don't get that, right?
No,
like,
he's
they
got
go
three.
their entire careers.
Yeah.
Right? What does Klay Thompson have? He's got like a Kaiser Permanente, right?
Oh yeah. Well, and I guess crypto is going to be the thing now, right? That's going to be the one that we're going to see more of.
Everyone's in the crypto, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break so I can Google crypto again real quick. And we'll come back to wrap it up.
Hold up.
Welcome back. We're still talking crypto because secretly I'm trying to act like I'm too cool for school and I don't care about it. But also secretly, I'm kind of angry that I don't get it and maybe I'm missing out on something. Okay, there. Finally, I just admitted my vulnerabilities.
Wow. I've just let go. I'm like, yeah, I don't get it.
What if
boomer.
We could be super rich right now if we got it?
I mean, that's
what I'm worried about.
I tell myself that I just have to accept that it wasn't meant for me. Right? Like there are some people, because you ever look at people? I just like to look at people sometimes. I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about when I'm out and about.
Real life. Okay.
I'm driving. I look at like the next car next to me and I'm like, what do you do for a living? How are you affording
all
this?
The time.
And it's like 9:30 in the morning. Or should you be at work or something?
Well, LA's the worst for that too, because no one goes to work. And the highway's packed all day long, and it's 10, and you're like, where? I do that all the time. It's like a very old parent thing. Like, where do you think everyone's going right now? I don't know. Like, when my mom asks me, I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know a single person on this highway.
Every time. We're in the car. If there's any sort of traffic, he says, where are these people going? That's his first question. Where are these people going?
I've got three more of these bad boys.
Okay.
Most likely to have a secret TikTok. Or a secret anything at this point. We obviously all know about Kevin Durant's burner account, but secret TikTok.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to think. There's an NFL player who just...
Got outed?
Yeah. God, I'm trying to remember who it was.
I love secret accounts. I love it so much.
Shit. I'm like, it's going to take me forever to remember, but there's someone in the NFL where it got... Like, someone did the math. Like, oh, this is so-and-so.
Oh, I feel like I know this. Yeah, but now I'm not going to think of it either. We should just sit here for 20 minutes in silence trying to figure it out.
That's good. This is good content.
Secret TikTok. Secret TikTok. Yeah, I don't know. Secret TikTok's hard because to do TikTok, you have to see you, right? Like, that's the whole point of TikTok?
Yeah.
The videos, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, are you on TikTok?
No.
So TikTok is like the last frontier. Like, I've waded in and I'm like... Okay, I think I figured it out. Not for me to post anything, but just to watch. I like watching, but I like watching the ones where like animals that you are a lot larger than you thought they were, right?
Yeah, I like that.
And that's what I like. I don't like that. We're going to do the dance.
Yes, I'm over the dance. I'm over the lip syncing the same crap. Yeah. Either it's like sayings or songs or, oh, this is not what I look like. Shut up. Just somebody do something original, please.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
You know what I like? Actually, my favorite TikToks. This is pretty gross. The pimple popping.
Well, yeah, I'm obsessed with that whole genre
watch
of
the
life.
Blackheads getting scraped out and earwax removal. Yes. Oh my God, when they get that, the Jobson hook or whatever it's called.
I draw my lines drawn at feet stuff. I don't want to see feet stuff.
Yeah, I tried it. You ever have that? You ever be like, oh, I'm into this. Let me try this. Like, yeah, nope. That might be a little much. That was
feet stuff got me. Which is weird because I'm not very like squirmy on any of that kind. But feet, I think feet are gross.
I felt the pain of the thing underneath my toenail.
Yeah, no. I don't even want to talk about it because then I start laughing uncomfortably about it. Because then I start thinking about things I saw. Most likely to transition to acting, but actually be good at it. Like almost to the point where we forget that they were an NBA player.
You mean like OJ?
How dare you?
I'm just saying, like, OJ was the guy that transitioned to acting to the point where we forgot about...
Wasn't good at it.
What?
Wasn't good at it. Are you kidding me? He was just as bad. Well, those movies weren't supposed to be great anyways.
He played the role. He played the part.
Like Garnett in Uncut Gems was good.
No, he was. I mean, he was good because he was playing himself. So.
Well, yeah, but that's a... You got to start somewhere. I've seen people try to play... Have you seen Gronkowski in those USAA commercials? That's playing himself and it's awful.
Are they awful? But that's how he is in real life, though. Like
no, those are like...
If you catch him in the wild, a Gronkowski in the wild, it talks like he's poorly acting in a TV show.
But even those are like, can I get a USA? I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw something at my TV. I can't. They're so bad. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of who would be great. Commercials are
Boban.
Good for that.
Boban.
He was great. I know.
In John Wick. And so, like, I think that he's got a future. The problem with him is as a really tall guy, he's going to be typecast the same kind of goon role, right?
Yeah. Which is okay. There's like Bond movies are still have to be made. Like there's all kinds of roles for him that could be huge.
I'm trying to think who else. Who's Antonio Brown?
Don't. We're not even. I can't. No. I can't. I have so many things and none of them are appropriate to say about Kanye and Antonio Brown. Like none of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody would label me as mean and I can't live with that.
Can I say all Arkham? Right. Is that...
No, it's not going to end well. Okay. Not going to end well. But as long as it's televised, I guess. Most likely to explain Discord to you. It's still who's a rookie.
It's got to be like a rookie, right? Or someone on their rookie scale. Someone
I will say that. Have you noticed as we get older and the kids coming in the league are younger and they all get it? Like they get social media. They understand quote-unquote content and it's weird.
They grew up with. I saw a quote from Steph Curry today. He said, when we won our first championship in Golden State, Jordan Poole was 15 years old.
That's so weird.
They just won it like a couple of years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But for Jordan Poole, it's like, I grew up watching Steph Curry.
Oh, God.
You know? And so to explain Discord.
Stupid ass. No one. No one, we're past the point of explanation. No,
it's not real. I've come to the conclusion that Q just made it up.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it.
This is the thing. You got to watch out for this, Michelle. You got all these 20-somethings working for you. They'll probably make up shit. Like, watch this. Hey, have you been on Nocaxis yet? Like, huh? Yeah, Nocaxis. Come on, everyone's on Nocaxis.
God, this is all. We are that person. I used to always be the one in the room doing that to someone else. And now it's going to be on me. See, I'm not, this whole mortality thing, I'm not feeling it right now.
Well, it's not even mortality. It's the idea. No, it's not. Like, are you?
We're one step closer to that. One step closer with every one of these jokes.
If someone told you you're one step closer to that, but also you're still cool and you're up to date on everything, would you care? You wouldn't care. You'd be like, I'm having fun with my Nocaxis and my Discord.
Should we make something called Nocaxis? We should.
I think it already exists. I think I've just looked up a box or something in my room.
I expect you to come on here a lot of times. Okay. Many times. Many more times than Zach Harper, obviously.
Yes.
Would you like to tell the people where they can find you or if you want them to find you at all?
All right. Buckle up, guys. This is going to take a while. All right. So, first of all, for my basketball insights, you can go to SiriusXM NBA Radio. I'm on there 3 to 4 times a week. Michelle's a loyal listener. She will often text me while driving, which I'm not sure I
I'm sorry. Does your car not have voice texting? That's why they're always awful texts. You can't read them.
I just thought that was your regular grammar.
Like she's drunk.
It's usual.
10 a.m.
Usual, Michelle. Also, obviously, I am part of Metal Arc Media, which is a Levitard show. So I have frequent appearances over there. I can't tell you exactly when, but I can tell you that for the next 5 weeks or so on Thursdays, we do a, or on Fridays, excuse me, we do a recap of Book of Boba Fett.
Star Wars
podcast. It's called Darth Amin's Rule of Two. It appears on the Levitard show Mystery Crate. So if you just look for that on Fridays on the Levitard feed, you'll find it. So there's that. And then the main one, I guess I would say, or the passion project, is Cinephobe. That's the podcast where me and Zach Harper watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain whether they are accurately poorly rated or maybe they didn't get a fair
shake. Doing that. Love. Cinephobe. Why haven't I ever been able to talk about that with you guys? Like, because I love going to Rotten Tomatoes.
You wanted to do a specific movie. I don't know if I should say it. But like, we have to, because we're doing themes. Every month is a different theme.
Right.
And it's just been, we got to wait until it fits. Now, it might fit any one of these several themes that we will do, but it just has to wait. But as soon as it happens, you're coming on.
I live with Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't even know why I'm keeping the movie a secret. It's maximum.
Yeah, I know. Why
overdrive.
Are you keeping it a secret?
It's maximum overdrive. So we want to do horror month at some point, and when we do, like,
it's only horror if you're scared of trucks. But if you're not scared of trucks and you root for trucks, it's a feel good.
It's such a dumb premise. Like,
but it's AC/DC. It's blood in a diner. It's like, it's everything. It's got clown face. Clown face is terrifying.
So let me ask you one last question on my way out, a cinephobe related question. So we're in Stallone month.
That's awesome. Just,
Rocky IV is this week's episode. I think everyone's going to love that one because it's funny how many things you don't notice until you watch it because you're doing a podcast on it.
I could see that.
But the first movie we did this month was Over the Top.
Ooh.
If I asked you, okay, so she's doing the grip with the music.
Over the top grip.
Yeah. Mm. But if I asked you what Over the Top is about, what would you say it's a movie about?
It's a movie about a guy who's got his lion in life, and he's an arm wrestling dude, but he's also trying to fix the relationship with his son, played by his real life son, which is awesome. And really, it's, how does arm wrestling bring two men together?
Okay, so
with a good soundtrack,
I thought it was a movie about arm wrestling.
Well, of course you did,
right? Like, I thought it was like the arm wrestling version of Bloodsport. Yeah, there's some other like family dynamics going on, but it's all about this competition. And no, 90% of this movie is his relationship with the child, with his child.
Yep.
And let me just say right now, spoiler: go listen to the episode. But deadbeat dad.
Yeah,
complete deadbeat dad who didn't give a shit about the kid. Said he wrote hundreds of letters to him. He wrote one. He
wrote that could be
one
hundreds.
Letter. There were hundreds of letters. They were all to the mom. And then there was one letter specifically to the kid. And it's just like, wait a second here, man. Like, you made it seem like you wrote to him all throughout the years.
Well.
And instead, like, just kind of wrote
flash,
the mom.
Newsflash and spoiler alert, men don't have the best memories, I mean. Okay, men think they did a lot of effort on something, and it turns out there was little to zero effort made. Okay, so there you go.
Look, that's effort.
Ending on that.
But we celebrate effort.
Yeah, we celebrate effort. I wrote hundreds. All right, so yeah, I will wait because Maximum Overdrive lives here 365. I'll be ready. Amin, I love you. Can't wait to be on Cinephobe. I will bug you guys until my death. That's it for us. Do all the things. Review, subscribe.
Oh, yes.
All that stuff, right? All that.
Yes.
We'll see y'all Friday.